Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program highlighting happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On this week's program, Prime Minister Simpson Miller unveils memorial honoring victims of slavery and the transatlantic slave trade, meets with the Jamaican community in New York, and promises stiffer penalties for those who murder children. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller is to revive efforts to have the United States criminal record of national hero Marcus Garvey expunged. Delivering the keynote message at a Jamaican community meeting at the St. George's Episcopal Church in New York on March 26, Mrs. Simpson Miller said she intends to raise the issue with U.S. President Barack Obama during his state visit to Jamaica next month.
That great Jamaican man should never be seen as a criminal. That philosopher, that great man, I believe his name should be expunged from any criminal-like record anywhere in the world.
Prior to the community meeting, the Prime Minister joined several world leaders and government officials at the United Nations in New York on March 25 for the unveiling of the permanent memorial to honor the victims of slavery and the transatlantic slave trade. Speaking at the unveiling ceremony, the Prime Minister said she hopes the monument will help galvanize the resolve of the world's leaders to stamp out the contemporary evils of racism, modern-day slavery, child labor, and human trafficking. Noting that Jamaica chaired the committee which provided oversight to the permanent memorial project, Mrs. Simpson Miller congratulated her fellow CARICOM leaders who helped bring the project to completion. The Prime Minister says stiffer penalties are coming for persons who murder young girls who are found to be pregnant. Making her contribution to the 2015 budget debate in Gordon House, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller says the law is to be amended to ensure that offenders found guilty of this crime are punished more severely.
This is to be treated as an aggravating feature in determining the sentence imposed by the court so that the murderer receives significantly harsher punishment in the form of a longer sentence.
The Prime Minister also stated that the Port Authority of Jamaica has concluded negotiations with the Terminal Link CMA-CGM Consortium for the privatization of the Kingston Container Terminal. She outlined that Cabinet has approved the signing of a concession agreement with Terminal Link CMA-CGM, adding that the official signing is set for April 7.
The agreement contemplates dredging, optimization and expansion of KCT in two phases, which will include dredging of the ship channel, turning basin and some berths to accommodate post-Panamax vessels.
The Prime Minister says Phase 1 of the project also contemplates significant civil works to retrofit and deepen some areas of the berth. And the Prime Minister is encouraging overseas players in the hotel and tourism sector to view Jamaica as a prime investment destination. Mrs. Simpson Miller says investors should follow the example of global chain Hyatt Resorts, which recently opened its first two Hyatt-branded all-inclusive resorts in Jamaica, the Hyatt Ziva and Hyatt Zilara. Speaking at the official opening ceremony for both hotels on March 20, Mrs. Simpson Miller said the government is working to ensure a sound economic foundation as it seeks to accommodate greater levels of foreign direct investments.
Our goal is to facilitate win-win investments that will bring you a good rate of return and also create the jobs we desire for our people. Your investment of $85 million is a most encouraging signal that we are doing it right.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. I'm Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.